Yeah. Okay. All righty. Stuff together here. Get this out of the way. All right, so in this week's Sedra in Parshas Vayigash, we read, of course, about the dramatic reunion of Yosef and his brothers, and subsequently the request for from Yosef to the brothers to go back to Eretz Canaan and to bring the father Yaakov down, and Yaakov comes, and the Torah lists off who all the different family members are that are coming down with Yaakov, the whole family. Comes down from Eretz Yisrael to the land of Egypt to be sustained during the remaining years of the famine. And the Pasuk says in Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Chof Ches, right at Shishi, here in Bereshis Mem Vav Chof Ches, Ves Yehuda Shalach Lefonov El Yosef Lahoros Lefonov Goshna. Vayavo Arzo Goshen. That Yehuda was sent ahead of the pack. Yaakov sent Yehuda ahead of everybody else to go to Yosef. Doesn't say exactly what does it mean, Lahoros Lefon of Goshen. Goshen is the land they're going to. Eretz Goshen, as Yosef had told them, that's where they're going to be living. But the Pasuk says that after the whole family and so on was enumerated, who's coming down, so he sent Yehuda ahead. So Rashi explains, I think in Parak Mavav, Pasuk Chof Ches, Rashi says, Lahoros Lefon of Ketargum, if no slow makum, Lahoros Echi Shashibah. Basically, to set everything up, you know, by the time the rest of the family with the children and the grandchildren come down, everything will be set up. Yehuda goes to, you know, kind of set up the dwelling places. That's what Rashi means, right? Lahoros Hechis Yashua, how we can be successful here, set things up in advance. Lefonov, says Rashi, means Kodem Shegil Sham. But Meru Shagod, Lahoros Lefonov, a second of base Talmud, Shemisham Teitze Horoa. He set up a yeshiva, right? Lahoros is a lashon of Torah, a lashon of teaching, right? Paskening. So Yehuda had to set up a yeshiva. It had to be a place of Jewish learning. Okay. But in any event, Yaakov sends Yehuda on this mission. So this is actually the second time in the last 3 weeks that we read about Yaakov, you know, sending one of his children on a mission. There's this one over here. There's Yehuda Shalach Lefonav Yosef Lahoros Lefonav Goshna. And then there's the one back in Parshas Vayeshev. We find a similar language in Perek Lamed Zion, Sukim Yud Gimel and Yud Dalad, where Yaakov sends Yosef on a mission. He says, here's a pasuk. Why don't we show Yosef, Halo Achecha Roim Bishchem Lecho Ve'eshlachacho Aleihem, Halo Hineinim. Yaakov said to Yosef, your brothers are shepherding the flocks near Shechem. Let me go send you to see them, to find them. Halo Hineinim, he said, yes, I'm here, I'll do it. And the pasuk gedal vayomer lo lech no re'eh shlom achecha v'shlom atzon. Go find out how everybody's doing. Shivena devar and report back to me vayishlocheu. He sent them emek hebron v'oshchema. Well, that particular mission didn't turn out so well, at least not initially. I mean, all's well that ends well. But for a while, this shlichus of Yosef was not a positive thing. Here again, he's sending Yehuda ahead of everybody else, obviously in a much more optimistic mood, but at that time, that shlichus didn't work. So what I'd like to look at tonight, an interesting question, was really based on something that the Yismach Moshe...
Two times, in the last three weeks.
Oh. So Vayeshev was 2 weeks ago, then there's Miketz last week, Vayigash this week. So, okay, this, we don't find any trouble that emerged from the sending of the shlichus here. Yeah, thanks. But in any event, the Yismach Moshe, one of the Chassidish Svarim, Chustor of Teitelbaum family, the Satmar family, on Parshas Vayeshev, on the Pasuk, Varam Elohinein, that I just read, Pasuk Yudalad there, this is Barak Lamed Gimel. So he says, as a whole, Arichas, we have a number of Mamakomas on an interesting Shaila. And he says, one of the things which Yosef was so upset about, that we know, Yaakov, of course, was so upset about, was a little while later, we know, right, in the Perek Lamed Gimel, the same Perek there, I'm sorry, Perek Lamed Zayin, same Perek there in Pasuk, at the end of the whole story, when the brothers come back and they tell Yaakov, can you recognize this coat, which they had dipped in blood and so on. And of course, Yaakov realizes that it's Yosef's coat, and he's so upset. So it says in Pesukim Lamed Gimel Lamed Dal that he refused to be consoled. Vayakira vayomer ksonas bni chaya roach halasu torof Yosef vayikra Yaakov simosav vayosim sak mosno vayis abel abno yomim rabim Everyone tried to comfort him. Yaakov wept and he was unconsolable. Now, I mean, it's a terrible tragedy, God forbid, to lose a child. And but you know, it sounds like Yaakov was just standing right there. You know, couldn't be consoled. So the Yismach Moshe says, he got killed because I sent him on this mission. I'm the Mishaleach, I'm the sender, he's my Shliach, and I sent him on this mission. I'm responsible for this. That's what he thought. I'm responsible. Okay? And therefore, Vahainu ki Eirede El Bani Avel Shaola, says Yismach Moshe. That's why he was so upset, because he said, I'm going to go now die. It was my fault. Okay, had it not been for me, this wouldn't have happened. So he blamed himself. It's interesting, just as a total side point to this Yismach Moshe, you know, one of the famous questions really in the last week's Sedra, this week's Sedra, is why didn't Yosef, once he was safe and rose to power, why didn't he ever let Yaakov know, send a message back, he's still alive. His father, huh? His father's mourning. That's what some saying. Rashi Chumash, right, says that you can only accept consolation for actually those who are deceased, so somehow he knew that he wasn't dead. It's a different approach. That you can only really be consoled when somebody's actually dead. If you can't be consoled at all, that's a similar person still alive. It's such an approach.
So that's what I think you might threaten this position. Is that?
That's a different. So the question is, why didn't? There's a side point. There's a question. Why did Yaakov send word? Why didn't Yosef send word back to the land of Canaan that the that he's still alive? Right? One thing when he was in prison or whatever. So some say because it would have smacked of some dual loyalty and he got found, you know. But a more disturbing to us, I think, answer is that.
Thought he was set up?
Yeah. That Yosef may have thought that his father was in on it. That, you know, this whole thing was a setup, you know, so therefore he didn't, you know. But anyway, it's not mentioned that it wasn't later till the brothers came down and he realized that. But anyway, be that as it may, this Yismach Moshe here suggests that Yaakov was upset because he felt that it was his responsibility. So this gives rise to an interesting question I'd like to look at this evening. And that is the question is, what if I send, or any of us, someone sends somebody on a shlichus, and he gets injured, or hurt, or worse? What responsibility is there upon the mishaleach, if any? What responsibility does he have, does the sender have, toward, you know, if something happens to the agent on the trip? He gets hurt, the plane crashes, he loses, he gets mugged, whatever. Because from a halakhic point of view, what responsibility, if any, is there? It's an interesting question. It's a question, to the best of my knowledge, is not discussed in the Gemara. You'd think it would be made clear, but it does not discuss in the Gemara. A number of Mamre comes I'd like to go through tonight. There was an online shiur. What's that? Okay, maybe. Does that make a difference? Is if he's paid or if he's going to volunteer, would that make a difference, Greg? So there's an online shiur site called Olamos. So anyway, it has, that's where I got many of the Mamre comas, even though I saw it in the Swedish Asian, others have these Mamre comas. So our point of departure, actually, is a pasuk later on in the Chumash, in Parshas Kisetze. It's Dvarim Perek Chav Dalad, pasuk Tezvav. And there, the Torah talks about paying a worker on time. Well, fans doesn't seem to have anything to do with us, but it talks about paying a worker on time. Okay, and it says Biyomo Titein Schar. You're supposed to pay, you know, there's certain rules on how much time you have to pay a worker, that depends on your day job or a night job and so on. Anyway, so in Perek Chav Dalad Pasuk Tezvav, it says Biyomo Titein Schar Velo Sovelav Hashemesh. Okay, don't wait until after the sun sets. You got to pay him that day. Ki Onihu, he's probably a needy person. The Elov who knows Seis Nafsho, he is putting his life on the line. Elov, well, for you or for this money, for this payment. And therefore, he shouldn't complain that you didn't do what he's supposed to do, it's an avera for you. Rashi explains there. El hasachar hazeh, who knows his nafshalamus, right? The guy was hired to do a job. He's got to climb up here. He's got to go there. There's a certain danger involved, and he took that risk because he wants to get paid. The guy's got to make a living. Right, and sometimes risky. Anything we do is a risk. You know, whatever you do, sometimes you have to take a trip somewhere, and it's you have to travel, and it takes time, or to, you know, somewhat dangerous, and so on. So all these things play a role in a person's decision, and therefore don't hold back his payment. When he's done the job, you got to pay him right away because he's depending upon this. Well, Raya, he's willing to even put himself in a certain amount of danger for the sake of getting this payment. That's the pasuk over there in Parshas Ki Tse. And the Gemara said, what Rashi just quoted is actually Gemara in Bav Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph Bav Metzia, where the Gemara explains, citing this pasuk, the Gemara says this very point. Where's the pasuk here? Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. It says L'chidatanya. Just a moment. Let's knock this off here. How do you turn this on? Did I knock this off just now? How do you get the phone on?
Do
you want to do? I don't know if I knocked it off. I'm still going. Okay, okay. I'm sorry. Anyway, so it's Kufyot Beis, where thank you. Where the Gemara says, just a moment, Lechidatanya, the Elov who knows this nafsho, right? On the top of Kufyot Beis and all. Why would this person be willing to climb up to a high place or to go up a tree or whatever? It's an exaggerated case, but you know, sometimes a person takes on a job that has a certain danger. Why in the world would a person do that? Lo al scharo, isn't it for his, you know, for his payment? I mean, he's entitled to his payment. That's right. That's what the Gemara says. And Rashi there says, Ve'elov, who knows this nafsho? Kol atzmo, who moser nafsho, lalos bekevish gavoa, v'sikein ba'atzmo lipol, he endangers that he may fall down, v'listos be'ilon, kishe ala alav, limso gzesim, he's picking, well, he's hired as a guy who picks fruits or whatever, olives, he's got to climb up to the top of a tree, that's the job. V'ligdor tamarim, who moser nafsho lamisa, shema yipom in a kevish, he may fall down, right? A guy working on a farm, he's got to climb up there to pick the fruits and so on. There's a certain amount of danger involved, but he does it anyway. So based on that Gemara, it's understood that sometimes a person undertakes a danger. So the Rashba, which I just want to get to, I realize I go over here, hold on. So I bring it because I noticed it was here. There is a tshuva from the Rashba on this subject we're talking about this evening. And it's a section of the Tshuvas HaRashba called Shalos HaTshuvas HaRashba HaMiyuchos LaHaRambam LaHaRamban. There are many, many tshuvas printed from the Rashba. This one is in a collection of tshuvas which originally, when they were published 500 years ago, were assumed to be from the Ramban. The Rashba was a Talmud of the Ramban, so it wasn't far-fetched that there would be some mix-up. So they were originally attributed to the Ramban, and then they figured out later on, actually, it's a tshuva, there's from the Rashba, not from the Ramban. They're known as the Shalos HaTshuvas HaRashba HaMiyuchosos LaHaRamban, sometimes just called the Tshuvas HaMiyuchosos. Usually printed in the last volume of the Tshuvas HaRashba. So in the so-called Tshuvas HaMiyuchosos, in Simon Chof, She'elo, Mi she'igia lo hezek b'momon shalo machmas shlichus shalcho. A guy, because he was undertaking a shliach, lost money. Right? It was expensive to travel there. He got robbed on the way, whatever happened. Oh, she'elilu olav machmas shlichus. So he used to do a momon. Or some people started up with him, or they blamed him for something. Anyway, he lost money. Okay, im al ha-mishaleach l'shalem l'nizkan olav. Does the mishaleach who sent them on this mission have to make him whole again and pay him back what he lost? Did he have to? He's the one who sent him. And then a byproduct of the question, the second part of the question, v'chein shutov shahel holach b'prakmatcha v'nitvas etzalistim aprakmatcha im al shutov v'doso. We're partners, okay, and you're going out to do whatever the business is, and you get kidnapped or whatever. With our investment, with our money, with our products, whatever it is that you have. Do I have a special chiyuv? Of course, in general, there's a mitzvah of pidyon truma. Do I have a special obligation to lay out money to redeem you because you were doing this on behalf of our partnership? So I'm not looking so much this evening at the partnership question as much as at the shlichus question. Okay, that's the Rashba's kasha. Okay, everyone gets the question? So the Rashba writes, Ein ha-mishaleach chayev v'tashumei nezek ha-shaliach. In fact, says the Rashba, the mishaleach, the sender, does not have to pay for whatever loss was sustained by the shliach. Shalom atzinu tashlim nezek. We never find any type of requirement to pay damages. Ela b'nizke atzmo, except where I myself directly cause the damage, or b'nizke mamona, or my property, my animal, or something of mine causes property. Hai kedinim, whatever the laws are. V'nizke mamono kein nizke atzmaim. Komar, l'fisha posha v'nizko v'shmiras mamono. Why am I obligated if I hurt you or I damage you? Because I shouldn't have done it. I should have been more careful. And if it's my animal, it was my responsibility to watch my animal. I didn't do it, so I got to pay. Right? The usual kashlume nezek is a function of some sort of negligence on my part. Here, there was no negligence on my part. I sent you to go do this, and, you know, 300 miles away, X, Y, and Z happened to you. It's got to do with me. Okay, I mean, I'm sorry that it happened. It was you doing something to me, but at the end of the day, I didn't cause you. I didn't physically do anything, nor did my property do anything. And therefore, there's no such thing. So it says the Rashba, what negligence? What did I do? What negligence was there? Become?
You put him in the situation.
Okay, but you know, I didn't force him. He accepted this mission, and he went ahead and he did it. He had bad luck. I don't have to. My was not my fault. Was going, certainly, if he was being paid, I paid him for this. Right? I paid him. I want you to deliver this for me to California, whatever. And I'm paying you. So, and now something bad happened to you on the way. You lost a lot of money. There was an accident or whatever. It has nothing to do with me. He says, certainly if I'm paying you. Kediksiv, as it says, this pasuk, ve'elav and parshuk, he said, ve'elav and osez nafsho, okay, v'darshin, like, one b'metzir, shal schor, ala, b'kosu, nizvila, klomar, lif'amim, shi'pol, menavimu, sometimes accidents will happen, like they say, right? Or b'klaus, sakonos nafsho, hichlis, atzom, achmas, schor, but the guy was willing to take the risk, because he wanted to get paid. Ve'elav, dvarm, pshutim, heim. And he says, ha'go, atzmecha, misha, sochar, poel, Nafa, v'yotze getz, mitachas, apatish, v'hidli, gadgadi, shal napa, mi'chai, balabayit, ne'shahaisim, alachto, he said, let's say I have a guy doing something, a job for me, right? I hire a, what do you call it, Napa, you know, a smith, you know, a blacksmith or something, okay? And as he's banging, doing work for me, okay? And as he's, and I hire him, I give him something, he's making me some kind of a metal instrument, whatever it is, and as he's working for me, a spark shoots out from what he's doing, and it catches fire, and it causes damage. I'm chayef because I used to do the job. What's got to do with me? He called, well, you know, sure, he was working for me. He was fashioning whatever out of metal for me, but that's not my responsibility, right? Me chayef balabais me shayes malachto, and he was doing it for nothing. Okay, and he says that maximum vafilu tomer should be gram shlichus he give nezek grama benezek or potter. That's most. It's grama. Grama is indirect causation. It's that by nezek, and that's potter. Okay, so that's the famous tshuva of the Rashba. But the Rashba here again in the tshuvas Hamichos of the Ramban Simchav, the Rashba paskins that in fact there is no chiyuv whatsoever on the mishaleach. It's the bad luck of the shliach, and we're all sorry that it happened. But there's no obligation that I have. Okay, now yeah,
it's almost like a mimanav shaka. In the first place, when the person accepted the mission.
Yeah,
but the Gemara talking about the Huna Seis Nafsho.
Right.
The person who's doing the mission is not being paid to take that risk, or else he probably would have been paid a lot more.
Okay.
Which is mashma that the person going on the mission is accepting responsibility
of
the risks.
I think that's in effect what the Rashba
said. The money he's taking, he knows that the risk is involved.
Right. Now, what's interesting is the Mordechai, there's a Mordechai in Bava Metzia. The back of Bava Metzia, it's... the Mordechai is in Remez Shin Samach Zayim, okay, and the Payamet Aleph and the standard editions. So he has the following case. He makes the following, a little bit of a distinction. He says, Pasak Rabbeinu Meir, that's the Maram Rutenberg, the Mordechai often quotes, okay, Maram Rutenberg, Pasak Rabbeinu Meir, Al Ha'av Shesholach Hasbeno B'Shichus, father sent his son, that's the case he had, a father sent his son on a Shlichus, that's like... Yaakov and Yosef, right? He sent someone on Shlichus. The Yismach Moshe quotes is Mordechai. Okay, your father sent his son on Shlichus. V'nifas, he got to capture, something happened. V'ein lo mamon leben, okay, and the son has no money to redeem himself. He's kidnapped, you know, he's a highway robber. He'll hold people ransom. Da'av chayav lifdoso yisle la'av. Okay, the father does have to redeem him. Okay, the lav kolam enoshi yashas atzvi apilas b'no ala tzibur. The father has to redeem, not the community. Father has a special obligation. Below, yeah, echad karov de karov karov karov. To me, to have a emet ivri, and it quotes a couple of parallel cases. But what he says is as follows, and he makes a distinction. Even if the son is not somech al shulchan aruch, anyway, he mentions the following. He says, basically, kevan shehalach b'shlichuso, says the Mordechai. Since the shliach was going on my agency, I had a my shlichus. In Cain, hayagufo shaul la'aviv. it's as if, the Mordechai is saying differently, it's as if the person's body, his entire body, was, I borrowed his body, so to speak. When I send the shliach, I'm borrowing him to go do my work. I'm borrowing him. Right. Right. Except he cried, Gufo, show love him. Umichaib of those with the dumb of the low garm behemto, the camel and shomachinim, shalakadim, the Rome of Makos Bechinim, shomasachar besachar, the low kino chayev. So show nami, yea, shalakadim, the Rome of Makos, bishar, the low you told Kuma Balabais. Okay? The Koshikan, Shayla's Gufo, the Shayak, Shayla, Beguf Balan. Okay? Basically, what the Mordechai is saying in this piece, very, very fascinating. Okay? He's saying a different approach to the Rabban. Okay? The Mordechai is saying that basically there is this concept of She'ela Beguf Bailen. And what he's referring to is a different Gemara in Bava Metzia, where the Gemara has on Daf Tzadi Gimel. Everyone knows the famous Mishnah, Bava Metzia Tzadi Gimel Beis. Mishnah, this is one of two places this Mishnah appears. It appears in the end of Shavuos also. It says here, Tzadi Gimel Beis. Just a moment. I'm sorry. Tzadi Gimel Aleph. Okay. I got Tzadi Gimel Aleph. Tzadi Gimel Aleph Bava Metzia. The Gemara says Arba Shomrim Hain. Right? There are four different types of watchmen. Every child knows this. Shomachinam Vashol knows the Socher Vasocher. Right? You have a Shomachinam, who's a watchman who watches for nothing. Right? You all heard the, well, you heard the terms and you know the concept. A Shomachinam. Why? Do me a favor. Watch this for me while I'm away. That's a Shomachinam. Okay. Then there's a Shoel who borrows. Okay, now the common denominator, the Shomachinam and the Shoel are polar opposites. The Shomachinam, I'm asking you to do something for nothing. The Shoel, the other person, you're asking me to give you something for nothing. Right? In one case, the owner gives something to the other guy, and I'm not paying, I'm asking you to watch this for me, I'm not paying anything. In the other case, you're taking this for me, I'm not getting paid, right? And in the middle, what's called Nosi Socher and Socher. I'm hiring you to watch this for me. I'm going to be away for a while. I'm paying you to watch this. And a socher is you're paying me, you're renting him. Okay, this is all. So the Gemara says there are different levels of obligation. Shomachinam nishbalako. Shomachinam, he's potter for everything, unless it was his negligence. Right? But other than that, the Shomachinam is completely potter. He's doing you a favor. Something happens in the middle of the night, the fire, or someone steals or breaks into the house. Okay, I don't have to pay you back. I have the least level of obligation. Right? Because I wasn't getting any out of it. On the other hand, the Shoel, the borrower, has the highest. He got to pay for everything, even for some freak thing, okay? Unless it's part of the normal usage. I borrowed in order to use it. But even a freak accident, okay, still, I got to, depends how freak, but even an accident, I still got to pay for. Okay? In the middle of the Nosisoka and Soka, okay? That's the Mishnah on Tzadi Gimel of an Aleph there in Bava Metzia. Now, and it's on that Mishnah that the Mordechai is talking about. Okay, so the Gemara says, well, one second. So like, what's the guy supposed to do? Like, my havel and member. I mean, good, I'm a shomer, but I mean, like, it's a straight. I'm a shomer socher. Why am I chayv if somebody broke into the house and so on and so forth, or some show? What should I've done? Somebody attacked me. What can I do? So he's like, no. What do you mean, shomer socher? What I should have done was hire a kadim b'roma makos. I should have taken extra precaution or hired someone else, or put a fence on, pick up a stick and fight back or whatever. No. So since I'm getting paid, I should have, if necessary, hired some protection to make sure. Okay, so it's based on that the Mordechai is talking over there. And that Gemara, Mordechai says, well, if that's the case, and this we have here a case of a shoel. Okay, a shoel means I, the mishaleach, I'm borrowing the body of the shoel, and therefore I incur, as a borrower, responsibility for anything that happens. That's what the Mordechai says. Not like the Rashbo, it would seem. Okay, it's a totally different view. The Mordechai says that yes, the Mishaleach, in the particular case he's talking about there, the father has an obligation to redeem the son, and not the community. The community also has an obligation, but here someone else has a prior obligation. And not because of the father and son necessarily, but rather because he's going on my shlichus, and therefore I have responsibility, like by a shoel. And as the Mordechai says, by a behema, if, I'm responsible if something happens. right? If I borrow your animal and something happens on the shoal, and something happens to the animal, so it's my responsibility. So if I borrow you, quote-unquote, and something happens to you, it's my responsibility. That's very logical. That's the Mordechai Tana. And that's the Mordechai over there. There's also in the back above Metzia a sort of a second version, if you will, of the Mordechai called the Hagos Mordechai. Okay? Some Masechtas have that in the back. Different versions or different editions of the Mordechai. I'm not sure what the... the Hagos Mordechai, that was the Mordechai, it was in Simon Shin Samach Zion. A little bit later, it's all together in the back of the Rif. It's the Pei Zion of Aleph, the page of the Rif. Very, very end. Okay, there, the Hagos Mordechai in the Simon Tov Samach Aleph basically says the same thing again. He says, Shilfisha nearly, Dim Ruvain Halach B'Shlichas Shimon, it's not a father and a son anymore. Ruvain Halach B'Shlichas Shimon B'Schar, V'Nitfas B'Derech, V'Lo B'Sivas Shimon, De'ein Chayav L'Doso. Aval B'Chinam Halach B'Shlichus Chayav L'Doso. He makes that distinction between whether you're getting paid or not. Okay? And that's exactly the point. That's like the Shoel. Okay? If I'm just borrowing you, so to speak, you're not getting anything out of it. This kind of modifies what we said before. Then I have an extra level of obligation because I'm getting something for nothing. I'm getting you to do the shlichus. I'm not paying a nickel. So it's the same thing. If I borrow your animal, something happens. So I borrow you, and something happened. But he says, the shela shaycha beguf bailim. The body of the person is lent out, so to speak, in this case. Mm-hmm. And he said it's not quite the same. That's what he thinks. So according to the Mordechai, at least in the case of according to the Mordechai, a slight difference in the Rashba. The Rashba seemed to say across the board no obligation whatsoever. Okay, but the Mordechai says. He makes a distinction whether the shliach is paid or not. If the shliach is paid, so then okay, that's his. You know, then indeed the Rashba is right. I don't have to pay. I don't have to, make good for any of the damage. But if he's doing it as a favor, then I have that obligation. So claims the Mordechai. And so if we look in terms of the psak, so remember the tour there. No,
if you're obligated to do it, feel obligated to do it.
We'll get that soon. We'll get to that
soon. Your boss says to you.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's part of your job.
But not your job.
Right. So, you know, I see what you're asking. You're asking a different question. I thought you were asking. Yeah, that's. I mean, it's understood. I guess that would go by what the custom is.
You can't say no.
Yeah. Then that's. I think that's like that. That is like part of it. That's like you're getting paid. I think so. Now in Choshen Mishpat in Simon Kuf Peches. I bring the right volume here. I did. Okay. What do you know? So the Beis Yosef in Simon Kuf Peches quotes this. Of course, there's a different arrangement. Yeah, he quotes this Mordechai. Okay, and all right, I want to put it inside. But at the end of Simon Kuf Peches, the Beis Yosef quotes the Mordechai as accepting, kind of accepting this. Accepting this position, and he adds in the Maharik, the Ad Kan Lo Komer Rabbeinu Meir, the Maram Gutenberg Elahos Mishalach Abein B'Shichus Av Below Letzorcho. He also makes a distinction. He says, was the shliach also going for his benefit? Because I'm going to California anyway. Right? I'm going anyhow. Right? I wasn't going just for you. Okay, I was going anyway. So also, meanwhile, I'll do you a favor and bring this thing, to deliver it to your. You go to Eretz Yisrael, there's always people asking you to deliver stuff, right? So, so the question is, going anyway? So that's the distinction he makes, okay, the Beis Yosef. In terms of the Psak, so let's see, we find an interesting thing in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Thank you. The Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Pei Ches, I'm sorry, well, we'll start, yeah, so that same Simon, Choshen Mishpat Simon Kuf Pei Ches, Sivov, okay, let's see what the Mechaber says, a very interesting thing. What seems to be interesting in terms of the psalm. Simon Kuf Peches Sif Vov. Mi shehigia lo hezek b'mamono. A person who's sustained monetary damage. Machmas shlichus sholcho. Oh, she'elilo machmas shlichus v'sidu mamono. It's another way of, they had to pay, bribe someone, whatever. Ein ha-meshaleach chayev l'shalom l'nisko. You have to pay him. Basically, like the tshuva of the Rashba, Amichos Ramban, right? You don't have to pay, that's a chabar, that's it, that's all, there's no Ramoyer, okay? Just in parentheses, Ayin Le'el Sim Kuf Ayin Vav Sim Memches, which was in a second, but that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, okay?
Thank you.
He doesn't distinguish whether the shliach was a paid shliach or he was a just like the Ramban. I'm not the Ramban. The tshuva that they thought was Ramban. The Rashba also is not mechaber. The Mordechai made that chiluk, but the mechaber doesn't seem to accept it. The mechaber says straight like the Rashba that it doesn't matter whether you're a hired shliach or a paid shliach. You know, paid shliach or you do it with favor. It's not the mishaleach's fault. Okay, it's bad luck. I'm sorry it happened to you. Okay, but not my responsibility. That's how the Harry passed. But in the parenthesis at the end, it says, but I, that, this is again in Simon Kuf Pei Ches of Choshe Mishpat Siv Vav, says, Ayin Le'el Simon Kuf Ayin Vav Siv Mem Ches. So let's do that. Look a little further ahead, or further earlier, actually. Okay, at the end of this, Simon Kuf Ayin Ches Siv, what was it again? Yes, I'm sorry, it's Kuf Ayin Vav. Simon Kuf Ayin Vav Siv Mem Ches. Here we find, well, it's a long sif, we're not going to read the whole thing, but it says, they're talking about the shutfim situation, okay, but in the it talks about, you know, partners, and one of them, like we mentioned in the Rashba before, but the Ramah there writes, v'chol zeh b'shutfim, okay, he distinguishes, makes a distinction. V'chol zeh is the Ramah. V'chol zeh b'shutfim. Avo misha sholeach chaveru ba'sokav v'nitfas yesh omrim. Here he says, I'm more right, if he went for free, chayv liftosa, then the sender has an obligation to redeem him and, you know, to make him holy, etc. The havila olav b'shoel, shechayv ba'onsen, like he's a shoel who's chayv for everything, right? That's the Mordechai. The Ramah quotes the Mordechai. But he says, v'yesh cholkin. He quotes Chuvas Ramban. He calls it Chuvas Ramban. We said it, we know it's the Rashba. But he said, and the Ma'arik, the Beis Yosef quoted, okay? The Ramah seems to hold like the Mordechai. In other words, the Machlokas, the Mordechai and the Rashba, and the Ramah presents it as a Machlokas. He says Yesh Cholkin. That's the Beis Yosef. That's the Shulchan Aruch later. But the Ramah seems to paskin like the Mordechai. The Sma Mir Sinaim on the side of the page in Shulchan Aruch there Sivkot and Tzadi says Yesh Cholkin. Ayn Bamriksham Dechilek Bein Acher Ubein Beno Shu Shliach Shem Chiv Levdozo. They make a distinction. Again, that's what the Yisma Moshe quoted with regard to Yaakov and Yosef was a son. The din might be different. Okay. Ayn Le'el Sim Kuf, Ayn Le'Kamen Rada, Sof Sim Kuf Pechez, the Shom Sosim Gedas Acholkin, the Shom Kasav Tam Lechalak Benem. But what the Sma is wondering, why didn't the Ramah say anything over there? And Kuf, you know, the Ramah here in Kufay and Vav says that it's a distinction between if the shliach is a paid shliach or he's not a paid shliach, right? But yet in Siman Kuf Peches, when the Mechaber simply said a blanket din, mi shigilo hezim vono machol shichol shocho, okay, ein hamashrei chayvel shalom lo nisko, it didn't say a word. Now you could say, okay, well, he said it 10 chapters earlier. You know, he assumed that we remember. Okay, you know, I had a Rebbe in high school, you know, sometimes would say to us, Tosu Eser Kasha, and would refer to a Gemara, and so he says, the Tosu assumed you remember the Gemara from Daf Beis. I assume you remember nothing. So therefore, I better explain it to you, right? So, you know what I'm talking about. So, okay. So, but so it's not exactly an earth-shattering Kasha, because Ramah did make the point in the earlier Siman Kufa involved, but still, you would have expected him to say something here. Now, it does say Ayin Le'el, but it's not a question whether these kind of parentheses, that's a question whether Ramah was the one who wrote that, and so anyway, at the end of the day, so the Sma in Kuf Ayin Vav tells you, look what I wrote in Kuf Peches. Let's look what I wrote in Kuf Peches. He says, "Can't turn over Ratzon the Shom Kasev Rav Plugta Bim Nitfas Begufoim Chayv Liftos We Mahar Shlucha Obechinam," and so on. So he says, you know why there's a distinction? Okay, because Ev Shalom the Dafka Shom Echuya Marina Harama Yesh Plugta Mishum Da Amrina Da Have a Gufo Kesholo. Mishum hachi svar lechad ma'adamar chayv dosa. Ma'ashenu ken kan, deniza kashriach b'mamono. These are two different cases, conceivably. In Kuf Ayin Vav, what's the case? The guy was kidnapped. The danger was his physical body, not his money. There, the Ramah says, this one opinion says that if he's doing it for free, you got to redeem him. Because there, what's at stake is his life, or maybe not in mortal danger, but still, it's a physical issue. Masha'enu came here in Kuf Pei Ches, the issue is Mishigila Hezik Ba Mamono. Right. Here the Ramon agreed, no, there it doesn't matter whether it's a... And if you say like that, by the way, you could argue there's no Machlokas in the Rambat, the Rashba, and the Tshuva, and the Mordechai anymore. Okay? In other words, because we thought it's a Machlokas. We thought the Rashba says, you never have to pay. And the Mordechai says, well, wait a minute, it depends. If he's doing it for free, you do have to. But if you look at it carefully, says the smile over here, okay, maybe there's actually no Machlokas. Because maybe over there, what the Ramban is talking about, the Rashba, I keep saying Ramban, that's what they call the Ramban, but what the Rashba is talking about is when it's only a moment issue. So they're taka, for sure the Mishlech doesn't have to pay. But when it's, the Mordechai is talking about when it's a goof issue, there, at least according to one opinion, there's a distinction between a hired shliach and a, you know, paid shliach and a non-paid shliach. That's the, so that's what emerges from over here. There is another tshuva, an interesting, and keep that distinction in mind, okay? Because there's an interesting tshuva from, on this issue, two tshuvas actually, from the Mabit. The Mabit, from the famous Trani family, the Moshe Mitrani. So he has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Chav Dalet. Here's the case. Simen Kuf Chav Dalet. Ruvain, in Kav Bnei Adam, Bo and Svina. Okay? What happened? Reuven, a bunch of people were coming on a ship, and they tried to beat the tax collector, whatever it was, okay? Somehow they didn't pay the taxes, and eventually the law caught up with them, okay? Chazar Bala Meches Lidvoa, and he found Reuven. That's the one he caught. He caught up with Reuven, and was summoned to come and, you know, pay the taxes. So Reuven told the other, they were all partners, a bunch of guys together on the boat, they were all in it together. So Reuven says, they tell you, Reuven, you go yourself, you work it out. You're the best talker amongst us. You'll work it out. Okay? So Reuven went, and, you know, and they implied that afterwards, we'll, you know, we'll straight out. Mashiach, Yal Kulam. Bachar, Shenispash, Reuven, Al Kulam, Kol Echad, Ve'elam, Mitzoyim, Po, Mishtamid. Each guy said to Reuven, you know, I'm not going to pay you. It was your bad luck that you're the one he found. We were all there together. He didn't find any of us. He found you. So it's your dumb luck. Okay, you got caught. So we don't have to pay you back. So that was the question that the Matar didn't tell. That's the question that the Marit, the Mavit was asking. It's true again. She said, L'chora, Hayanir, the Ain Koch, L'Reuven, Ligmos, Mam, Shum Dovar. L'chora, Reuven's got no actual leg to stand on over here. Because of his case, right, he quotes the Tshuvas Rashba, and he says, basically, whatever Hezek happened to Reuven, it was true, he was their shliach, but, okay, he's the one who got caught, so he, the other didn't get caught. So even though he was acting on their behalf by going to the, tax guy, the governmental official, still, whatever loss is his headache, okay? And therefore, and it quotes this tshuva, Michos Lamban, Simchov, it says here, Simon Beis in my edition, it's just Simchov, She'ein HaMashalech Chai B'Toshomit Ezek. Offhand, they shouldn't have to pay. That's it. Tough luck on Reuven. He's the guy who got caught. There's always one guy who gets caught, right? I mean, you know, you're a teacher, right? The one kid gets caught. Eight kids did it, but only one guy caught. There's always one, you know, Shlomazel. So that was Reuven. The rest of the guys said, I don't got to pay. However, it continues the Mabit, V'afilo hachin nirali b'nidon zeh shechayovim. I think they have to. Okay, because in effect, they sent him. They said, you go and we'll, you know, they made a commitment and they said it's like a shliach. Okay, and furthermore, and what his real point is, says the Mabit, is basically when does the Ramban, the Rashba, you know, that say that the Mishalech doesn't have to pay? That's when whatever happened really had nothing to do with the Mishalech. When I sent you on a trip, and then it was a train accident, you know, 500 miles here in Washington State, whatever, derailed. And what's it got to do with me? I'm back here in New York. Right? I understand, but I didn't have any cause. Here, okay, the Reuven went because and it was the money and the whole issue involved, it was their money also. In other words, they had a more direct involvement. It wasn't a side point. Okay, he says, "Tshuvas Harashbo ain't ala kishagia nezek lehem sashliach machmas hashlichus lo shetavu es hashliach machmas tfias hamishaleah." Okay, when the guy wanted the tax paid, it was for the whole package. He didn't know who's responsible what, so he found one guy who was in the mix. But it was there. Whatever happened, the tax debt was everybody's. Right? So there, it's not the same thing as I send you on something. It's true. It happened because I sent you. But what happened had nothing to do with me. Whereas there, the whole case had what to do with their money. So that's the Mabir has this distinction. Okay? And in a later tshuva, in Chelek Gimel, Shimon Kuf Nun Vav, a similar case. Listen to this one. Ruvain Shalach HaShimon Shiknel Abayis Yaduo Migoy. Ruvain sent Shimon to buy a house for him, a certain specific house from a goy. So Shimon went, and he worked out the deal. Shimon's a good negotiator. So Ruvain said, you go and negotiate the good price. He worked it out, and so on and so forth. Okay? Meanwhile, Ruvain changed his mind. He decided, you know what? He's going to stay in his own house. Okay? Now, the goy, we had a deal here. So goy takes Shimon to court. And he said, this guy struck a deal with me. Okay? And it was our coast, it was a non-Jewish court. And the judge said, you got to pay the guy for the house. You have a sichsuch, probably use that word. You have an issue with Reuven? Work it out with him. You got to pay this non-Jew for the house. Okay? So now the question is, goes our dying, she got Shimon to buy it. Shimon's got to take the house and pay the guy whatever the amount they agreed to. Now the shliach said, I was working for you, Reuven. You got to pay me back. I just laid out $400,000, whatever, $800,000 for this house. You got to pay me back. So he says, again, he quotes the Ramban, the Tshuva Michos Ramban, he says, we could say, from based on that Rashba, tough luck on Shimon. You know, it's not, Reuven, it's not my fault, that the court ruled against you and so forth, and, you know, but he says, no. It's the same idea, right? The Mabit says, when did the Rashba say you don't have to pay? That's when the cause of the loss of money was something extraneous. Here, I lost money because I was acting on your behalf. Okay, you told me to go, make a deal, and now I got to pay. No, it's not a side thing. So he says, I got kidnapped. That's a side thing. Nothing to do with me. That you were kidnapped and they held you up for ransom. That's nothing to do with me. I didn't send you for that shlichus. I didn't send you to go get kidnapped. Here I sent you to go spend this money. So therefore, again, the same thing. Right? Which, again, when do we say? Because the truth of the matter is the extraneous accident could have happened to you whether I sent you on a shlichus or not. It's nothing to do with me, right? That's what happened to you. So therefore, I don't think that that's the case over here. This Reuven, I mean, he messed him over. He backed out of the deal. Whether according to the Mordechai, whether according to, but he doesn't seem to accept that they're not arguing. But anyway, he said, but he says that's the thing. He says, if the guy was doing it for free, so then everybody would agree they'd have to pay. If I hired you to do this deal, so now, then you could argue, says, if I hired you, so I took that risk. Okay, I'm the go-between, what do you call it, the broker, whatever it is, that you could argue was an accept a risk that I took as the broker. Okay, you told me to go negotiate the deal, so I tell you to spend all that money, right? That's where you can make a chilek. Anyway, that's the tshuva, which is of the Mabit, again, which throws another point into the mix. And the same thing is true, the Chasam Sofer also, which I brought with me. The Chasam Sofer, again, you see that the Achronim all have these ramifications of the case. Okay, the Chasam Sofer is in the tshuva, chilek arachayim, simon nun beis. Also makes the same thing. He also says there's no machlokas with the Rashba. He makes a distinction. Okay, and okay. So anyway, that's the the different ways to look at this to look at this case. Some sort of chelak kosher mishpat simon nun beis again says like that as well. The question now is okay, but at the end of the day, technically I'm potter, but you keep saying it, and it may be right. I mean, it's because of me that this happened to you, right? So it could be that strict letter of the law, I'm potter, right? Again, under the circumstances, again, we've made maybe the distinction whether he paid or didn't pay, or whether it was Mamona or Gufa, all those things we mentioned. But the Mahari Vile of Yaakov Vile, one of the later Rishonim, in one of his tshuvas, Simon Kuf Chafei, has a Thai story, actually. Chaim Vishal Mahuvia and Rabbi Kusil, Mashakos, Eich Shabashichuscha Nera Reb Ezra. Terrible story. Because of Santa God, the guy got killed. Okay? So he says, basically wants to know, is there any chiyah of bidei shamayim? You know, bidei shamayim means to be a mensch, to do, you know, to do what's right in the eyes of God. Ein hachanami. I'm potter. But is anything, you know, is there any obligation bidei shamayim? So the Marivayel wants to argue, yes, there is. And refers to a story that's in Novi. That's why I brought the Tanakh. Okay? The famous story of Nov Ir HaKohanim. Okay? That's in Shmuel Aleph, Perek, right here, Chav Beit. Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chav Beit. This was during the height of the conflict between Shaul HaMelech and David, where Shaul suspected David would want to take over the throne, and so on and so forth. So the Navi tells the story there. What I say was Shmuel Aleph Perek Chav Beis. So the Navi tells a story there that somebody said, Doeg Adomi, Doeg Adomi, in some ways a great person, but a troublemaker in this instance. So in any event, David Achimelech, basically, David came to the city called Nov, and he gave him, they gave him the sword that Goliath, his sword and so on. Anyway, the whole story, it spells out over here, and David had to run away from Shaul. In any event, later on, he reported, the Doeg Adomi reported, Bayan Doeg Adomi who needs to love the Shaul, Ra'isi is Ben Yishai Bo Nova. I saw Ben Yishai, that's David, come to Nov, and he spoke to a guy there, Bavarachim Arachitov, and he gave him the sword of Goliath, and Shaul felt that they're conspiring against him, right? The Shaul's paranoid at this point, the whole terrible story. So anyway, he said, why are you conspiring against me, organizing against me, and so on? And Achimelech says, no, David is trustworthy, and he's not trying to overthrow you, and so on. He's going to do it. Shaul HaMelech said, you're going to die, and all of your father's house. And basically, the whole city of Nov was wiped out. Nov Ir HaKohanim was wiped out. A terrible story that appears here in the Vim Rishonim, again, Per Shmuel Al Per Kof Beis. So, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that although he didn't necessarily do anything wrong, David HaMelech had some responsibility in this story. Okay, Tzadi Hamad Aleph in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, it talks about this whole story with Nov, and in a brief, and basically, the Gemara is not going to read in time, read out loud to save some time, but it's Tzadi Hamad Aleph. And in effect, David HaMelech was held responsible for this terrible story. You know, he didn't really do anything. Okay, but it's because of him that this terrible tragedy happened. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to punish him and so on. So the Rashi explains, Nitra, but bottom line is, says, getting back to Hershey, the Mari Vile says, you see, that even when you didn't really do anything wrong, but if something bad happens on your account, it's a little bit, there's something, right? He says, Ayadecha Nerag No Verakonim, and so on. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was angry at him. Alma afagav the Dava Melech Alav Hashem lo poshamini Rak shal yado bal atakala. It was cause of him that this tragedy happened. He didn't do anything wrong. Afilo hachi nenash, but he was subject to punishment. So therefore, says the Marivayel to this person, Koshi and Hacha shemeshichuscha bo elav arazos. This poor guy died because you didn't do anything wrong. Ikal amechash leonishisurim v'tov shetekabel alachisurim. You should accept upon yourself some type of Marivayel. We know from other places. You know, I believe in tshuva, you know, sometimes a person should have yisurin, and, you know, so anyway, can go taniyos, fasting, and, you know, and therefore, b'myeisho b'anam k'tanam, and if this poor man had young children, you should support them, and so on and so forth. So, according to Marie Weil, even though you could argue that from the point of view of strict, you know, the shaleach, it's not chayav, but he says, I'll call upon him, there is a little bit of an inyan of responsibility, at least be day shamayim, and you should take upon yourself to fast, and some other types of things. In fact, the Gemara has, he also quotes the famous Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Tesam Beis, where basically the Gemara says that somebody who takola, you know, comes because of him, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't admit him into his mechitzos, right? The Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want him. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want him, so to speak. Kadosh Baruch Hu rejects such a person, right? That's how the Gemara says, right? He says, Kol shechavero nen ashal yado ein machnisin osam chitzos shal kadosh baruch hu. Someone else is punished through me, because Baruch doesn't want me either. So therefore, he says there's some sort of obligation, at least bidei shamayim. What's interesting is there's a tshuva from the Tzemach Tzedek. Tzemach Tzedek. Now there's two Tzemach Tzedeks. Okay, huh? Yeah, there's a Lubavitcher Tzemach Tzedek, right? The Tzemach Tzedek, the second Rebbe, the Menachem Mendel, huh?
Not Liadi, but
from the Tzemach Tzedek, but there's also, and there are tshuvas from him, but there's also a Tzemach Tzedek from Nicholsburg, his name is Menachem Mendel Krachmal, sometimes called the Tzemach Tzedek of Nicholsburg, the Mechalik, or the Tzemach Tzedek Akadmon, he's a little bit earlier. Anyway, this is not the Lubavitcher. So this is the Tzemach Tzedek Akadmon, Nicholsburg, Simon Vov, in his tshuvas. He says that he thinks that even B'day Shamayim, he said, he quotes this, basically he had a case. Okay, so he said a whole thing, he paid a guy to go someplace and something bad happened, and the question is, and he ended up drowning or something, he fell, he was running around doing his job, and it was an accident, and he drowned. So the question is, what does the Mishaleh have some achrayus? So he quotes the tshuva of the Ma'arival, a posuk tzorech kapor, he needs some kind of a kapora. Quotes others say like that, but he said, and therefore he says, listen to this. Okay, he says, therefore I don't like to send the Jewish person out on some dangerous mission. You know, anyway, but nonetheless, he says, I think there's a distinction here between whether the guy's paid or not. Interesting. He says, Nira Lomar Dikshu Shliach Bischar, Ein Hamishalach Tzarchiach Tzarch Kapar Klal. If I hired the guy and a bad thing happened, then says the Tzemach Tzedek, he doesn't even need kapar b'dei shamayim. He's zero responsibility, not even b'dei shamayim. Okay, because the guy was being paid. Same thing as going back to what we started with. Right, a guy's being paid, so then he's mekabel on itself, and that's it. Okay, like the shliach b'schar, ein hamishalach kapar klal. Okay, because we know that there are certain things that are dangerous, and he accepted it upon himself, right? Like that Gemara in Bava Metzia we had before. So if you lechach nira, the ein zeh tzarech kapar at all, kishasholcho b'schar. That's what I think. Okay? Because the guy took it upon himself. Okay? Now, you bring a raya from the case of David HaMelech. Okay? Yeah, but that's because David HaMelech, in a certain sense, was gorim. David HaMelech, now he comes back to the other chiluk. It wasn't an extraneous matter. David had a role here. Okay, it wasn't Stam that I sent him on a shlichus and some. David played a role, and he brings, you know, and he said that same thing. The Gemara of Kol Mishin Chaver Nenash Ayado. He also says that's not this case at all. Anyway, so he brings a derived from a different Gemara. It's a famous Gemara in Gittin. Of Zion Amud Aleph. The Gemara there is talking about something that has nothing to do with us. The Gemara is talking about when you write a get, you know, you have to have what's called sirtut. We have to. You all got aliyah, so you see Sefer Torah has etched in lines into the parchment, right? So when you write a get, you also have etched in lines called sirtut. The whole discussion at Gemara, when you write psukim, so the Gemara has a bunch of stories there in Gittin Dav Zayin where people sent back and forth psukim, so they would sirtut. So one of the stories happens to be relevant to us. The Gemara in Gittin Dav Zayin, I'll just read it from here, but it's, you can look it up. Okay, the Gemara says on Zayin and Aleph, Sholach le mar ukba, there's a certain person who is badgering me, who's giving me a hard time, a Jew. He doesn't leave me alone. And I have the goods on him. I can get him to trouble the government. Okay? I can, and that way I'll get him to stop. Am I allowed to go and, rat him in? I'll get him off my back. So they send him back, he quotes a pasuk. No, he says, and quotes Tzukim and say, leave him alone, you're not allowed to do it, and so on and so forth, and a Kodesh Baruch will take care of it, and sure enough, the guy was, name is Geneva, was taken away in chains, was arrested, whatever. Okay? Now, says the Tzemach Tzedek, V'isa de misha chaver nenash yadah, afilu kusha ein hua gorim, yehu nenash yadah, hey, sholach lo, why did he tell him to leave him alone? He says, I can be punished also. Elavada de bekahai gavna, she'ena tzadik atzma, oh, manish also, but ain't who a girl, manish also, elu shol nu alava kosh baruch, ni from him, bada reinu nen al shos. In other words, what good does it do that a guy's going to punish, and that a Jew is going to punish because of me, I'll get punished too? Evidently, there's such a thing as having some kind of responsibility, such a thing as not having responsibility. So the Tzemach Tzedek says, If it's a hired agent, okay, then it doesn't matter. Even b'day shamayim, I have zero responsibility. If it's an agent who's doing somebody a favor, so then I have at least b'day shamayim some kind of. Otherwise, I have no responsibility. So that's the Tzemach Tzedek disagrees. One final point, okay, and that is from the Noda Behuda. He throws one other variable into the mix. You see, well, again, this is not in the Gemara. So you have all these different variables that we've come upon. And to go quickly, right? We had Rosh Boa said a blanket statement. He said no responsibility. The Mordechai said, well, it depends whether he's hired or paid. And we made a distinction between whether the threat was a physical threat or a moment threat. Then we made a distinction whether, you know, how much of a role, was it a side issue that caused the loss, or was it something that I did? He was doing it directly for me. You know, and then, so again, we have all these different factors. Then we had, is there chiyuv b'day shamayim? And maybe that, too, depends on whether I played a dramatic role, or it was a side thing, or was it a hired person. So Noda Behuda throws one more variable into the mix, and that's in the Tshuva and Chelek Imaradur Kama. Chelek Arachayim Simon Lamed Dalad. He says, there's a person, a case like this. Okay, Alvar Sheloso Al Asiba. Once read this too in a different context. Miku Shekarlo Sheyashishachad Bikeish Menu Sheitain Leschoros Lekas Amachlai. An older person needed, some parnos or whatever. So he asked me, "I'll deliver this thing for you. I'll bring this place for you." Okay, the Ishto Mocht Verazokin Kutosh Kol Zokin. And the wife didn't want to tell you, don't go on this. It's too much of a schlep for you to schlep to this place, right? But Derech Umeshubash, but guys, there's soldiers there, they don't get involved. Okay, but Uhivtzir. But he said, no, I want to do it. And he kept cheppering, and finally they gave him the stuff. And sure enough, along the way, the guy was killed. And now the person sent him says, do you need a kapora? So he quotes the Marival, he quotes the Tzemach Tzedek, all the things we mentioned before. But he says over here, there's another variable. Here, the shliach asked. The shliach, I didn't come to him. He came to me. So there he says, Ani Omer, should we know the Dan? Shuhulo hitzchalim ha-shliach. The mishalach didn't come to the shliach and ask him to do me a favor or let me hire you. It was not like that. Okay, rak ha-shliach hitzchalim ha-shloch osu b'shlichot zeh. Tehli istakir. He wanted the money, so he wanted to get paid for a job. So he came and volunteered. Then, ein shum ha-vimin shatzach kapara. I don't need any kapara. The guy came to me. Right? It's like a mentor. Right? Yeah, right. In a certain sense, yeah. Okay? And there's a Yiddish expression here. And he says, therefore, a thing happens. It's got nothing to do with me. And he says that's why he has another case with David HaMelech. He says, you know, there's another case with David, with Avner, okay, who also died on account of a story with David HaMelech because he went to make a treaty with him and so on. He was ambushed, whatever it was. So how can I want to bring that up? Because there, Avner came to David. Avner volunteered. Avner asked David, I'll go do this. So there, that's why the Gemara never brought that up. So that's another Yehuda brings that. V'zem mamish jume dino didan, shal shliach hiskli mo, v'ayal tovas ha-shliach, v'lachayne ain't tzorch kaparis. Again, that's just another... case. In modern times, this will conclude, in modern times, the Sri Day Eish, Makavich Weinberg from Switzerland, okay, in Simon, in Chelek Gimel, Simon Samaches, or in the newer editions, they divided up by the order of the Shulchan Aruch, so it's Chelek Chosh Mishpon, Simon Kuf Pei Zayin. So he had a case also where there was some guy who was going to get involved in bringing Lahavir Schoros Asuros, contraband, okay, across the border. And now he got caught and thrown into prison, so, you know, he was doing this with somebody else. So, you know, he has all these, he has all the cases, all the Maamar Kamos that we had are in this tshuva in the Sri Eish. And he says, Mikol Mokom Nire, Ashal Pi Midas HaYosher, Mechuv Mishalech Lishtate Potsos Pidyono. Okay? He says, you know, the Yashrus is that he should do something. And how much should he contribute? He said, to get a bunch of bezin together and figure out what's a fair amount to contribute. But anyway, these are some interesting shilas, you know, what the responsibility of the sender is in terms of the danger. We had all these, in terms of a danger or a tragedy that happens to the shliach. So these are some of the factors that the postman keep in mind. For a story that's not in the Gemara. That's what Yismach Moshe says, to come full circle, that the Yaakovino, you know, all these kids, it was his son, and he's the one who sent him, but it was a goofish, you know, not a momentish, he wasn't paid. You can work in all the plug into this case, all the things, but he said that's what Yaakovino was so dejected about. And again, that worked out well. So I guess if that worked out well, he was willing to send Yehuda, in our parsha to set up the town they're going to live in. Okay, we'll stop over here.